Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert. I am the founder and host of TalkingWithHeroes.com. For those of you who are listening for the very first time, you can find out about our 10-plus year history, including from 2006 to 2011, five trips to Iraq and three to Afghanistan. You can find out about that. You can find out about audio and video interviews we've been doing for the last two, 3 years, all on our news site, thankyouforyourservice.us. Actually, there's an article in the left column that says info on our 10-plus years at TalkingWithHeroes.com. And that includes interviews I've been doing now, mostly audio, but some video as well, with members of a fast-growing alliance of military support groups across the country. We've actually interviewed about 60 of their members in the last year and a half. It's www.alliance.org. In this program, we're going to be talking with another member organization, and we're going to be talking with Michelle Ostrander. I said that right. She joined Freedom Service Dogs of America in January 2016. She's the president and CEO. So I want to welcome you, Michelle, to the program.
Thank you so much. Appreciate being on.
Absolutely. So if you don't mind, share a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your history, and what led you to freedomservicedogs.org.
Sure. So I have worked in nonprofit my whole life. I really enjoy helping others, you know, kind of break down barriers. And I've worked with survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, people with disabilities, and most recently at Susan G. Komen, Colorado, working with breast cancer survivors. Freedom Service Dogs really appealed to me because it is just this full circle. So we take rescue dogs, so dogs from shelters, and transform them into custom-trained service dogs that in turn transform the lives of the individual who receives that dog, a veteran with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, and individual disabilities. And in that process, we also work with the prison program because many of our dogs go into prison, to the canine prison program for basic training. So we're also helping individuals who are currently serving time. So it's an amazing program, and we offer the dogs free of charge to the veterans who need them.
That's great. Now, you're based in Colorado, right?
We are based in Colorado, and we have clients across the United States. So we are open to anyone applying who needs a service dog.
Okay, now we're talking children, veterans, active duty military, right?
Yes. So we work with children age 12 and older, children with autism, children with Down syndrome, and then adults and children with other types of disabilities, mobility issues, adults with MS. We help folks who had strokes, and again, veterans and active duty military.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and now you have a campaign going on right now, right?
We do.
Capital campaign?
Our current facility allows us to have 30 dogs on site in training. Unfortunately, our waiting list has more than 50 individuals on that, and right now they're waiting anywhere from 12 months to 2 years to get their dog. Obviously, that is not ideal. When someone needs a service dog, they need that service dog now. So a few years ago, the organization embarked on a campaign and raised $2.4 million to purchase a new facility. So we bought a facility last year in July. It's 2.5 acres, and we now are doing a capital campaign to renovate the kennel area and the outdoor kennels and play yards for the dogs. So we're currently raising an additional $2 million. We have a matching grant that we are trying to reach by April 30th. So what is today, the 28th, 29th? We have a couple more days. The Anschutz Foundation and our board of directors pulled together a $500,000 matching grant. And so we are just shy of $10,000 as of today. So doing a last-minute push to meet that goal, and because every donation that we get in the next couple of days will be matched dollar for dollar. So so if you're listening, you can, you know, go to our website, freedomservicedogs.org, and make a donation, or you can call us 303-922-6231 to make a donation over the phone. But again, your donation will be doubled the next couple of days. And this will allow us to move into that facility hopefully in the fall. So we're currently under construction, renovating the back area, the kind of the warehouse area, into our indoor kennel space and training space. It'll allow us to have up to 71 dogs on site, so more than doubling our capacity to serve the individuals who need us.
That sounds great. Well, most people listen to our program sometimes weeks and months after, as the word kind of gets out over the internet, social media, and all that. So for people that are listening, whether it's live now or weeks down the road, a question came up to me from a family member. She was talking about her husband, who's a 2-time deployed Iraq veteran with PTSD and TBI. Mm-hmm. And what's the process of finding out if a person could qualify for a service dog, and how would that work?
Okay. So we have an application on our website. So if you go to freedomservicedogs.org, you'll see apply for a dog. And so it's just telling us more about you, kind of what your needs are. We do require medical references from your healthcare professional, as well as a couple other references. We look at your home environment to make sure that you have the capacity to, you know, have a dog, and we want to know how that dog is going to help you. So with many of our veterans, the dog really helps just provide that kind of that barrier of a safety of barrier of safety, almost kind of a space between that the veteran and the public when they're out in public. We've had one client who is a veteran and served multiple tours and just couldn't leave their house. They just didn't feel safe leaving their house. And the service dog helped them. You know, they have to walk the dog. They have to get out of that house and really help them get back into the community, feeling safe going into the community.
So that's one way that a service dog would help. What are some of the other things? I mean, I've met military at different events I've been at with a service dog, and I've heard different stories about how the service dog actually helps. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Certainly. You know, we had another vet who, when they were at war, they were responsible for going into a building and kind of clearing that building. And when that veteran got home, he had a really hard time going into his house after dark. So we trained the dog to go into the house, turn the lights on, kind of check all the rooms, and clear it for the veteran to come in. We've trained dogs to, you know, find a friend. So we have another veteran who has some injuries that result in him passing out just unexpectedly, you know, with no prior warning. And the dog has been trained to go find a friend. So if he's in his bedroom, to go downstairs and get another family member to come up and help him. So, you know, again, it's really customized towards that individual. If someone has mobility issues or using a wheelchair, they need brace and balance, we can also train the dog to assist them. They can pull the wheelchair. They can open refrigerator doors. They can, you know, push the ADA button to open doors. They can turn on lights. A whole variety of tasks that, again, are customized to that individual's needs.
Wow, that is great. So now this also will help a veteran or a soldier with PTSD, post-traumatic stress, and traumatic brain injury, TBI?
Correct.
Okay. So there's basically what you do is take what the need is, and then you train the dog, custom train the rescue dog for their individual needs?
That's what we do. So we get the dogs from shelters and rescue groups. And again, we go through a very intensive medical evaluation of the dog. We want to make sure that they're going to be there for a long time to help that veteran or individual with disability. So we look for dogs that are, you know, about 40 to 80 pounds, 1 to 2 years old, and then we do a real in-depth medical. We look at the joints, their eyes, making sure they're healthy. At that point, then we do some basic testing of them, and if they're still, you know, in the direction of becoming a service dog, then many of them go to the prison for about a 3-month time frame where they learn the basic commands of sit and stay in place, and then they come back to us. And at that point, we reevaluate that dog and look at our client list and match that dog with a client and then custom train the dog for that particular client.
Great. Well, thank you very much for all you're all doing, that's for sure. Now, you all have some events coming up in 2016. Do you want to talk a little bit about them and how does a person
Absolutely.
Get to witness it, get to see this?
Mm-hmm. So again, you can find all the information on our website at freedomservicedogs.org. We actually do have an event in June. June 18th is our graduation. So if you want to come out and see what we do, this is free of charge. It's where we publicly introduce and kind of pass the leash from the trainer to the client who received the dogs. So you can hear some really amazing stories. So that's June 18th. In July, we have our Rally for Freedom ride. It's a motorcycle and a Vespa ride. So if you're a Vespa rider, you can also join in. And so that's a fundraiser. We work with Steel Soldiers, which is a motorcycle group from the National Guard. And we also work with Miller Corps in that event. And then we have a Faces of Freedom. It's a clay shoot tournament that's going to happen in August, August 26th in Denver. And then we also have our gala, though it's not that dressy, Diamonds in the Rough on October 8th. We'll have a great silent and live auction, dinner, entertainment, so a real fun event to come to. So there's many, many ways to support us and to get engaged, and we encourage folks to do that.
Okay, and they can go to freedomservicedogs.org to find out that information.
Uh-huh.
Right. What about a charge to the veterans or the military? Is there any charge to have a service dog?
There is no charge. We do require, if someone lives in Georgia or New York, for them to come to Colorado for a 2-week mm-hmm. training class so that they're here with their trainer and their dog for 2 weeks to kind of learn those commands and how to work with a dog. But other than that, we don't charge the veteran. A dog, it costs us about $25,000 to $30,000 to train a service dog. They're usually with us from 7 to 10 months total. So it's expensive. But obviously, you know, it's an amazing process to watch that dog transform into a service dog. So we know that many veterans coming back from war, people with disabilities, they have many other barriers, both financial, physical barriers, and so we provide that dog free of charge to the veteran, which is why we're doing a capital campaign, which is why we get donations from other individuals, which is why we have so many events to support us, because we want to raise money so we can provide those dogs free of charge.
Great. So somebody listening maybe wants to get involved. Maybe they're here in Colorado somewhere and they want to get involved in some way. Do you have, like, volunteers? Do you have staff positions?
We have both. Right now we don't have any staff positions open, but we definitely have volunteer needs. So we have volunteers who come in, help us train the dog, walk the dog, play with the dog, just really interact with that dog and help socialize the dogs that are in training. We always need volunteers to help with our events, help in our office. So many opportunities for volunteers, and we have so many amazing volunteers. It's one way that we keep our costs down is that we have volunteers who do and give so much to Freedom Service Dogs. So if someone wants to volunteer, they can also go. There's a volunteer application online at freedomservicedogs.org, and you can learn more about that.
Okay, now I have a note here. I'm not really sure what this is, so it sounds crazy. I apologize. A dog Toodles.
Oh, I have a dog named Toodles, but she is not a service dog.
Oh. Okay, I don't know where that came from.
I'm not sure. She's adorable.
Toodles. Okay. Okay. So I told you that was going to sound strange. All right. Well, that's good. Now, you're also on some social media pages, and people can connect with you there. How do they find you?
Absolutely. They can, you know, we're on Facebook, Instagram, so you can find us online at Freedom Service Dogs. So look us up and like us, and you can learn more about what we're doing and see our dogs in training and learn more about us.
Yeah, I'm noticing on Twitter it's Freedom FVC Dogs.
Thank you.
Wasn't long enough. So that's how I can find you there. Okay, and we have that all on the talk show page we created for you on thankyouforyourservice.us as well. Mm. Well,
great.
Well, great. Now, your Freedom Service Dogs is a member of R4 Alliance, is that correct?
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how does that work for you? How is it helping you to be a member of this large organization with over 70 members across the country, organizations?
You know, and it helps people know who we are and what we do. And, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, veterans and active duty military know that we are here for them. And so really helping create partnerships and collaborations and awareness.
Okay, that's great. So anything else you'd like to share with people listening?
You know, just want people to understand how important, how life-changing a service dog can be for a veteran with PTSD or traumatic brain injury. And we want to reduce this waiting list. We want to make sure that we can get into this new building, we can expand our services, and that takes donations, and it takes volunteers, and it takes community support to do that. We want to make sure that we're continuing to provide these dogs free of charge to the people who need them.
Well, that's great that Anschutz Foundation is helping with this, because I know they do a lot of good here, and not just in Colorado, but around the country.
Yes, they do. And so that challenge grant, you know, for the folks who are listening tonight, goes for 2 more days. And so any donation you make in the next 2 days will be doubled, dollar for dollar.
Great. So why don't you give your website again?
It is freedomservicedogs.org. And our phone number is 303-922-6231.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Michelle. I hope to meet you later this year at one of your events. Perhaps we can do some video interviews next time. But before we go, I always like to ask people if they'd like to give a shout-out to our men and women who are still serving around the world. Hello?
I'm sorry?
Oh, yeah. Would you like to give a shout-out to our men and women who are still serving around the world?
I just want to thank everyone for giving their service, giving their time, giving their talents, and really making that sacrifice for all of us. It is amazing, and we are so appreciative of that service.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Michelle. I appreciate what you and Erin and everybody else are doing there at Freedom Service Dogs. Appreciate that very
thank
much.
You.
And hope to meet you all soon.
You too. Appreciate your
okay.
support.
Absolutely. Well, folks, you've been listening here again on another audio program on our Thursday night episode of TalkingWithHeroes.com. We've been talking with Michelle with freedomservicedogs.org. Check out their website. We have more programs coming up, of course. The next event we're going to be doing actually will be video. It'll be early May at a mywarriorsplace.org Veterans Retreat Center on a river in Florida. Should be very, very interesting. I'm told there's going to be a lot of people there. There'll be Gold Star family. So as soon as we have all those videos up, we'll announce it to everybody. So I want to thank you all for listening. And I also would like to give a shout out to all of our veterans. Thank you for your service to our country and to your families. To all of our active duty military and your families, thank you for your service to our country. And those of you who might be in an area right now, whether it's Iraq, Afghanistan, or other areas where you could be in harm's way, be safe, stay alert. God bless you. We look forward to you coming home. God bless you.